Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important topics in your GCSE Polish exam, szkoła, which means school. Whether you're sitting your listening paper, your speaking assessment, your reading comprehension, or your writing task, the school topic is absolutely everywhere. It comes up in every single skill area, so getting confident with this vocabulary and these grammar structures is going to earn you marks across the board. So grab a pen and paper, because we're going to cover everything you need. Vocabulary, grammar, exam tips, and I'll even quiz you at the end. Let's go. Let's start with the core vocabulary, the words you absolutely must know. The word for school in Polish is szkoła. That's S-Z-K-O-L-A, szkoła. It's a feminine noun, so remember that when you use adjectives with it. A lesson is lekcja, lekcja, also feminine. A subject, as in a school subject like maths or history, is przedmiot, przedmiot. That one's masculine. A teacher, if your teacher is male, you say nauczyciel. If your teacher is female, you say nauczycielka. Polish marks gender in nouns, so this matters. A student or pupil is uczeń for a boy and uczennica for a girl. The head teacher is dyrektor, dyrektor, masculine. Now let's go through some subjects. These are brilliant because many of them are cognates, meaning they sound similar to English. Matematika, mathematics. Biologia, biology. Chemia, chemistry. Fizika, physics. Historia, history. Geografia, geography. Muzyka, music. Informatika, that's IT or computer science. Now a few that are less obvious. Język angielski means English language. Język polski means Polish language. Wychowanie fizyczne, that's PE or physical education. And plastika means art. Now let's talk about school facilities and rooms. Pomieszczenia szkolne. The classroom is klasa, klasa, feminine. The library is biblioteka, biblioteka, feminine. The canteen or dining hall is stołówka. The gym or sports hall is sala gimnastyczna. The corridor is korytarz, korytarz, masculine. The school office is sekretariat. And the playground is boisko, boisko, neuter. Right, let's move on to grammar, because this is where candidates really earn their marks at higher tier. The most important verb for this topic is uczyć się, to study or to learn. It's a reflexive verb, which means it always needs the word się with it. In the present tense, ja uczę się, I study. Ty uczysz się, you study. On uczy się, he studies. Ona uczy się, she studies. My uczymy się, we study. Wy uczycie się, you all study. Oni uczą się, they study. Now, examiners at higher tier want to see you using three tenses. In Polish, the past tense changes depending on whether the speaker is male or female. If you are a boy or man, you say uczyłem się, I studied. If you are a girl or woman, you say uczyłem się. Make sure you use the correct gender ending in the writing paper. This is worth marks. For the future tense, you use będę plus the infinitive. Będę się uczyć, I will study.
Another key structure is lubić, to like, because you'll need to express opinions about school subjects. Lubię matematykę, I like maths. Notice that matematika changes to matematyka in the accusative case after lubić. This is a case ending change, and it's one of the trickiest things in Polish grammar. The rule is, after verbs like lubić, the noun changes its ending. Feminine nouns ending in a change to n, so szkoła becomes szkole, lekcja becomes lekcje. To say you don't like something, just add nie. Nie lubię chemii, I don't like chemistry. Notice chemii, that's the genitive case used after negatives. Now let's talk about opinions and justifications. Here are your essential opinion phrases. Moim zdaniem, in my opinion. Uważam, że, I think that. Według mnie, according to me or in my view. My
myślę, I think that. And here are some adjectives to describe subjects. Interesujący, interesting. Nudny, boring. Trudny, difficult. Łatwy, easy. Pożyteczny, useful. Ulubiony, favourite. Now combine them. Moim zdaniem, matematyka is trudna, ale pożyteczna. In my opinion, maths is difficult but useful. Notice that trudna and pożyteczna have feminine endings because matematyka is feminine. That adjective agreement is worth marks in writing. Let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Number one, forgetting adjective agreement. In Polish, adjectives must agree with the noun in gender, number, and case. You need trudna for feminine nouns, trudne for neuter. Examiners will notice this. Number two, using only the present tense. At foundation, you need at least two tenses. At higher, you need three. Always include a past tense sentence and a future tense sentence. Number three, not justifying opinions. Don't just say lubię historię, I like history. Say lubię historię, ponieważ jest interesująca. I like history because it is interesting. That word ponieważ, because, is your best friend in writing and speaking papers. Number four, confusing case endings. After lubić, use the accusative. After nie lubić, use the genitive. Number five, in the speaking test, giving one word answers. Give a full sentence, add an opinion, add a reason, and if you can, add a different tense. That's how you move from a grade four to a grade seven. Now, a quick note on the listening paper. Watch out for distractors. Listen carefully for negatives like nie, wcale nie, meaning not at all, and phrases like niezbyt, not very. Watch out for false friends too. Klasa means classroom or year group, not social class. And liceum is a type of Polish secondary school, roughly equivalent to a sixth form college. Right, it's quiz time. Pause the audio after each question and say your answer out loud. Question one. How do you say I like history in Polish? The answer is lubię historię. Question two. What is the Polish word for teacher if the teacher is female? The answer is nauczycielka. Question three. How do you say, in my opinion, PE is boring in Polish? A great answer would be moim zdaniem wychowanie fizyczne jest nudne. Question four. What tense is this? Uczyłam się matematyki. That's the past tense, and the am ending tells you the speaker is female. Question five. How do you say, I will study Polish at university in Polish? A good answer would be, będę studiować język polski na uniwersytecie. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. The school topic, szkoła, covers subjects, facilities, routines, opinions, and future plans. The key verb is uczyć się, to study. Remember to use three tenses at higher, present, past with the correct gender ending, and future using będę plus the infinitive. Always justify your opinions with ponieważ, because. Always pick your adjective agreements, and in the speaking test, develop every answer. Give an opinion, a reason, and a different tense. Use the vocabulary mind map, grammar reference card, and vocabulary tables in your study guide for retrieval practice. You've got this. Powodzenia. Good luck. And I'll see you in the next episode.